Yeah, it sounds okay standalone, but when you start linking stuff and bridging and all the other crap, it doesn't sound very good. I mean, I would use it as a standalone repeater more than a linking repeater, but the thing is anybody going to use it? Having a linking repeater, I have a little bit more control with it. I can turn it on and off and all that other stuff. And having it the other way, it's just sounds horrible. Anyway, that's what's going on. I get very wishy-washy, which is kind of a pain in the butt with my brain. I have this OCD issue, which is horrible. Everything has to be perfect. And I like to be able to play with the modes and stuff. You know, I like to be able to, you know, when I build it, I want to play with it. And having just D-Star sucks. And I do have DMR, but I don't like the CWID or constantly on. I mean, it beacons every 10 minutes. And that's just stupid in general. D-Star, I don't have to do that with. Because it IDs every time I key up, or it IDs when the repeater keys up in digital, and the FCC recognizes D-Star. It also recognizes the EAC Fusion and D-Star, or EAC Fusion. So EAC Fusion and D-Star are amateur radio based, and the FCC recognizes that, where I don't have to use a CWID. But if I'm using DMR, I got to use a CWID. Anyway, there's my moment with this K60BK.